Macron admits France in moral crisis as protesters demand resignation over fuel tax. By Joshua Kaplan on November 24, 2018. President Emmanuel Macron admitted Saturday that France is experiencing a moral crisis as yellow jacket protesters, a collective of working class people across the political spectrum, have taken to the streets of Paris and other cities across the country to protest rising fuel taxes, with some demanding he resign. The protesters' discontent stems from diesel fuel tax hikes, which have increased 7 eurocents per liter, nearly 30 cents per gallon, and will continue climbing in coming years, Transport Minister Elizabeth Borne said. The tax on gas will also increase 4 eurocents. Presently, gasoline costs around 1.64 euros a liter in Paris, $7.06 a gallon, which is slightly higher than the price of diesel. In a speech to French mayors regarding the protests, Macron refused to mention the yellow jackets by name and lamented the demagogic fashion in which the protesters were opposing the fuel tax hikes, citing it as evidence that France is in a moral crisis. "It's a little bit unfair," Macron, per the New York Times, complained of the protests during a question and answer session with the country's mayors during their annual convention. "They see my face when they fill up at the gas pump. There is a moral crisis in society," the French president later admitted. "The risk is in the ambient demagogy. I'm hearing the anger. But I don't want to hear it in a demagogic fashion. The challenge that is ours is to invent a new grammar," Macron said at one point in his remarks. According to The Times, none of Macron's deputies have met with representatives of the Yellow Jackets and have offered what is described as meager financial gestures in the form of checks and rebates. However, the protesters say the offers would do very little to nothing at all to help make ends meet. The Times reports Macron's response to the protests left them feeling disappointment and bewilderment at the giant annual French mayor's convention in Paris this past week. "The response has been out of step, disconnected," Sony Klinkwart, the mayor of Dunkirk, said. Isabel Henegau, the mayor of a Swiss border town, said Macron should explain what he is going to do about the protests. "There is a lack of intermediary between him and the population," she added. Some of the protesters were singing the national anthem, while others brandished placards demanding the resignation of Macron and calling him a thief, reports Sky News. Interior Minister Christophe Castaner said that 8,000 protesters flooded the Champs-Élysées at the demonstration's peak, and there were nearly 106,000 protesters and 130 arrests in total nationwide. Castaner denounced protesters from the far right whom he called rebellious, as he accused National Assembly leader Marine Le Pen of encouraging them. Macron has so far held strong and insisted the fuel tax rises are a necessary pain to reduce France's dependence on fossil fuels and fund renewable energy investments, a cornerstone of his reforms for the nation. He will defend fresh plans to make the energy transition easier next week. The Associated Press contributed to his report.